Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey, everyone. He, him.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
Rourke, go cut this onion for the next hour.
Rourke is gone.
I think she went out the back.
Okay.
She mentioned something about Hanlon and then went out the back.
Hanlon?
Yeah, Four Fingers, you know him, right? The butcher.
Oh, let's go to Hanlon then. I don't want her to be alone with him.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. I don't get the best vibes off of him.
Is Hanlon here?
Actually, no.
Should I check his quarters to make sure he's okay? What with the murder and all.
That's a good point.
Are there any clues that I can pick up with a pen, Michael, like a CSI does?
Oh, baby! That's new shoes!
Dirty 20.
This is the insignia of Ognos.
Hey, Gary just came by and he said he did see Rourke, but it's cool. She was with Hanlon.
Michael, while that conversation was happening, I got a nat 20 stealth roll and I'm gone.
I mean, we have to go towards the tower.
It looks like there's some kids up ahead, but they're kind of walking weird.
Hey, little guys.
They actually all look like little shrunken Elwins with like blood running down their face.
Shut the fuck
no!
up.
One comes at you and tries to fight you.
Well, fucking good. Well, I'm gonna fucking...
Sorry for the language, everyone.
I don't apologize. I got bitten by a terrible creature.
You should really be more careful in these woods. They're everywhere.
And then I scamper up a tree.
Thank you. What do we call you? I really wish Screech was here to see that.
You don't call me. I'll know when I meet it.
I rolled a 5 to scamper up the tree.
But also now that it's dusk, you can see in one of the upper windows of the decrepit, broken down white tower, a little flicker of a candlelight. You head towards the mine. You see some torchlight flickering inside. And Chuck, you notice a
lovely daughter who I'm very proud of.
You find Rourke's quill on the floor of the mouth of this cave slash mine.
I got this for her 13th birthday.
And you hear clanking up ahead.
Michael, are there any mine tools? Last episode, I picked up a stick and I have a hunting knife. I want a hammer.
I like a pickaxe.
There are both pickaxes and hammers.
I pick up a hammer. Get the weight, like, all right, I can work with this. Let's go. Is there armor?
You can find a helmet.
Really?
For sure.
Ooh, can it fit me? Oh, like a miner's helmet?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh my god, I imagine it just being tiny on top of your head.
Michael, I'm gonna keep that. I'm gonna put that as my shield so that I have...
I think that's fair.
I have a whopping 14 AC. Watch out.
That's really good.
What are you doing, Screech Echo?
I would throw like a smoke bomb, I'm trying to appear, but then I like jump down like 5 feet to the side of where the smoke bomb comes off.
Whoa, that's cool! What an entrance!
Something doesn't smell right here. Stay on your guard. In the caves, it's always night.
Selene has a handkerchief, a fancy handkerchief, up to her nose.
Are you going to enter this here cave?
I'll go first. Get behind me.
Yeah.
Unless, what's your deal, the squirrel man? Again, what should, I know you, or is he Screech?
You don't know. Yeah, he's Screech.
No, he's a squirrel.
Yeah.
I hope we have this conversation for the next 6 years.
It seems pretty likely.
If I ever do this voice as Screech, it's an accident.
Gotcha, got it. Okay, I apologize.
I mean, who's Screech?
I don't know who that is.
All right, back in the character.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being here, old bushy protector.
I go where I'm needed.
Do you want to go in first? I have dark vision.
I guess
I would say I see in the dark.
Oh, damn, that would be a cool thing for me to have. I don't have...
Fucking human.
Oh, so you're a in squirrel mode and you're just like feeling around. You have to like hold us.
Follow me. And actually, like, actually, well, you're staring at the wall. I mean,
squirrels famously not nocturnal.
I would absolutely be like, yeah, follow me. And then you'd be like walking the right path, and I'd be like stumbling around the edges.
I imagine what happens to is, I think Celine wants to be in the middle for sure, and Celine also has dark vision, so you could just like hold on to Celine's cloak or something.
Right, I'll take up the rear then.
I'm just like pushing you. I'm just pushing Squirrel Man.
Do you need light? Do you need a torch or anything like that? I'm sure they have torches.
There are actually some torches.
Oh, lit. I guess you could just use a torch.
Okay, so now you look like even more of an asshole because it's well lit and I'm still fumbling around trying to find
it. It's not well lit. It's torch lit.
Partially lit. Okay, so I say we work with that. Let's not light a torch. We don't want to give up our element of surprise.
Yes,
I haven't gotten in a lot of scraps recently, but I can hold my own. Yeah, we want to go in further, Mike, unless anything jumps out.
No, but you know, not far into the mine, you see a tunnel to the side with a big caution, do not enter sign. I think probably Chuck would, just from being around town, would have heard about this. This tunnel is in danger of collapsing, and it's been off limits for months. But you do see a torch lit further down within that tunnel, and that appears to be where the sound is coming from. You hear almost like a grinding sound.
Ooh, beep.
Hand me that quill you picked up earlier.
Here you go.
I dip it in a little bit of ink and I cross out the NT and don't.
All right. Be very, very careful. This mine could crash at any time. Hopefully. It's been like this for months and nothing's happened, so I'm sure we're fine. But don't, like, throw dynamite or scream or something like that.
Unless it's a trap. Someone's just trying to lure us here.
Why would they know we're even here?
Well, I guess... Okay, then.
Well, I guess they could be trying to lure you, and I don't know who you are, but you are an adept, so they probably want to get you out of town so they can do more murders, because you're the only one that's allowed to do magic. And in my opinion, you're one of two people that could do magic in town.
Michael, can I roll an investigation to look for fur?
Sure.
I did not wait for your answer. 16.
You do not see specifically any fur, but you do see some footprints.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think at this point I will ignore the marching order and go first.
Okay.
And I might even take my hat off and kind of hold it like a shield, maybe, as silly as that is.
So the grinding noise is getting louder as you get closer.
Okay.
Is it mechanical grinding or sexy grinding?
Michael, is this the smoke monster from Lost?
Are they bumping and grinding?
Is it like little clicks?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many questions. I don't know where.
All right, we'll go with them at once.
Is it sex grinding, number one?
No, not sex grinding.
Okay.
That takes out my question, too, so.
Okay. Is it the smoke monster from Lost?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Spoilers.
And then... I think the actual question was, is it like mechanical grinding?
It is like a mechanical grinding sound.
Yeah, I'm going to go quietly, of course. But if like one of you two want to go in front, please do. It's just that I'm acting out of instinct.
No, I don't. I'm scared.
What are the rules on stealthy stuff? Like, I mean, I'd have to go into stealth now if I want to be in stealth at the beginning of like any potential combat, right?
Yeah, you would. So you could go into hide now and then.
It's not like a video game where you have to click the stealth button, you know, it's just sort of like.
Yeah, but if like somebody saw me, then the button would definitely get grayed out. You know what I mean?
That is true.
Go ahead and roll for it.
17.
Okay, you feel very well hidden.
I'm in the shadows. I should probably stop talking.
Who the fuck's up?
Can I have everyone roll perception for me?
8.
Old Jennifer's back. I got a 7.
25.
All right, so you stealthily peer around the corner and there is an opening and I'm going to say, Chuck, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm guessing you're not gonna like what you see.
That's fine. I want you to, you know, go ahead. Speak for me.
You see Hanlon. His back is to you. And you also see Rourke. Unfortunately, Rourke is bound to a stone table. The stone table is apparently in the shape of an eye. And the grinding noise is coming from the large spike in the ceiling, which is currently... There's a big wheel to the side, which is currently very slowly turning as the spike is descending towards Rourke's chest. You estimate that in about 18 seconds, it will pierce her heart.
I will scream in charge. What the fuck are you doing?
All right, roll initiative.
Yeah. Did y'all like get any sort of like healing or anything?
No, because it's illegal for me to do it.
Yeah, he's scared to do it in front of me.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. You have like a little. I feel like we always have potions. We've always got potions.
We've always got potions.
Not level one, bro.
That sucks.
Sucks butt.
Jennifer has 4 magic items because she just was like having fun on the character sheet.
Nat 20.
Wow.
Plus 8. 28 initiative.
I kind of fucking forgot how good your initiative is. Damn.
13.
11.
Nika, throw me a roll just in case. You are conscious, I would say. You're just bound.
Am I gagged?
I'll leave that up to you.
I have a lot to say. No, I'm not. 11 total.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so Screech, 20, 30 feet away from you, you see a man with his back turned to you. You see also, in about 3 rounds or so, a big spike that's going to plunge into the heart of the person that you met recently, killing them instantly.
Do I recognize the person with their back turned to me?
Yeah, it's Hanlon. You know, it's Hanlon.
Okay.
Although he did just probably wheel around when he heard when he heard Chuck scream.
Yeah, classic movie shit.
Cool. I don't know if I should, immediately try and kill this dude, or well, I just rolled the dice. I guess I gotta. Did we determine non-lethal is still a thing you can do? Can I non-lethally slit his throat?
You can non-lethally any melee.
Oh, I'm so mad. It doesn't make any sense.
Hell yeah. Okay, 18 to hit.
All right, so you're going in.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, an 18's going to hit.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a lot of damage. So 11 with my first attack. Nat 20 with my second one.
Jeebus.
Is this the first nat 20 in battle?
It is. Why, are there special things with a rogue?
The first time you ever do it in a game, you win.
We won it. We did it.
Nice job. You win D&D.
Level 20 immediately. Whatever you roll on the dice, that's your level. Why do I not remember what happens when I crit anymore?
So take every single dice you own and roll it. So no, you double your weapon dice and your sneak attack dice.
But you don't double the bonuses.
But this wouldn't get sneak attack because it's my second hit, right?
Oh. Yeah, no, correct.
Okay, so I just double my weapon dice.
Yeah.
22?
To hit?
The damage is 22 between my two attacks total.
Oh, between your two attacks total. Okay, I thought you were saying you did another.
I'm here to make your job easier, Michael, which it sounds like I didn't do.
Thanks, Bachman.
Yeah. Why are you trying to kill Rourke?
That's the end of my turn.
What should he do?
Die.
Leave her alone.
He turns to you, Screech, and goes, Grovel.
It's pronounced gravel.
I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean to brag. Plus one.
You got it, boy.
Four.
All right. You begin to grovel on the ground before this guy.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I feel so embarrassed. I don't know what came over me. I just see somebody with their back turned and I got a stab.
Chuck, you see a man has just done a magic. Blatantly done a magic in front of you.
I'm gonna tell!
You see a big spike slowly descending towards your daughter's heart.
Okay, and you're saying it's my turn?
And it's your turn.
I would like to bonk him on the head.
Okay, this spike, if it will, in the next 12 seconds now, plunge into the heart of your daughter.
Okay, well, so you're saying it, okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
It's up to you. You know, if you think you can dispatch this guy.
I think in this instance, Chuck is quite angry, so he,
I have a thing that I'm planning to.
As the spike is, like, plunging into Rourke's chest, Chuck is like, you good?
pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, maybe not the, best choice, but here I go! 22 to hit.
Well, gosh, that hits.
Yeah, and then get ready, Michael. And this is not all damage I do. Michael's non-lethal, by the way, unless I say otherwise. Okay, against sapient creatures, humanoids, you know, centaurs, dragons. if they can see their reflection and know what it is,
they can recognize themselves.
Non-damage.
Non-lethal.
Non-lethal. Thank you.
Ghouls.
That's 7 bonk damage.
Ouch.
And then I'm going to use my shield, my hat, right, to keep, like, whacking at him. And that's me taking the help action as a bonus action. So the next person to attack him will get advantage on the hit. Ooh. Or, yeah, on the attack roll. And that is my turn.
So Serena and Rourke, you both rolled the same.
If I can, I would like to go first to do what I would like to do.
I feel like Rourke's a little tied up. It's okay.
She is! For now, hopefully.
Very good.
So, Michael, I would like to cast my mage hand and carry in the mage hand my dagger and cut the ropes on Rourke.
Okay.
And I think I just do it. Like, do I roll anything?
I think you just do that.
Yeah. So, Celine, so let's say, so yeah, Celine puts out her hand, she looks real cool, like, super magic style, and, like, this, like, kind of silvery, like, light blue, like, sparklies come out of her hand and then form into a very elegant hand, with, like, fancy rings on it.
Ooh.
And wields the dagger, and it just gracefully, like, all the ropes that are holding Rourke down.
All right, Rourke, you see this magic dagger coming right at your throat.
I tilt my head back and I say, release me from the cruel suffers of life.
She loves it.
So that dagger comes over and slices your bonds, and Rourke, you're now free.
Sweet.
You are laying on a table, and you do not have a weapon in hand.
Okay.
But it's your turn.
Oh my god, that worked out so freaking perfectly. Okay, what if I don't have something in my hand, but...
Are you going to lay there for 12 more seconds?
You know, I don't think I'm going to. I would like to do...
But you do like a cool like roll off and then like land?
Yes, that's even better. And then I... you hear a guitar strumming. No one knows where it's coming from, but you hear a guitar strumming.
Young lady.
Yeah, and then I'm going to just do an unarmed strike since I can't like do anything like super wild. But she, you know, she's very punk.
Are there any implements, any daggers or anything like that?
Yeah, any big rocks laying on the ground?
Oh, are there any weapons of opportunity?
You've got your classic table with lots of torture devices laid out. You've got your...
Something that might be like a rapier?
Pokey knives, big pliers, thumb screws. That's a thing, right?
Yeah, thumbtacks, thumbscrews, thumbtacks are something you put. Those could hurt too. I grab, let's do a knifey knife, and I want to stab him. Just a little slice.
Okay.
And I want to put like an R in him because that is jabby and there's lots of cross cuts. And honestly, that looks kind of cool. Okay, I can't stop doing it. 18 to hit him?
That hits.
Yes. Oh. What does a knife do? I don't actually have one of those on.
1d4.
Okay, 4 damage.
What does it look like when you kill Hanlon?
Oh my god. Oh my god. I stab
Are you killing him?
Yes. Yeah, I think she would stab him because he had her tied up to a saw thing. So yeah, I think she would stab him. She goes and she does like a little flippy thing off of the table, and she does it like she throws her legs around and then she like grabs a knife and goes and turns around and just stabs at him, and doesn't think she's gonna stab him in the eye, but she's a little taller and he's a little shorter than what she thought, so she stabs him right in the eye and his brain squishes and squelches.
What was she non-lethal? What was she pointing at that's lower than the eye? Was she going to stab him in the mouth?
I don't know.
Maybe it was like trying to stab him, like just stab in the chest. And then it like, oops, I made too much of a U.
She has really bad hand-eye coordination.
All right, well, he's fucking dead.
I go and grab you. What the hell would you do? And I pick you up in a big, big, big hug. Why did you follow Hamlin?
It wasn't my choice. I had to go get more onions, cut them up, and I had to poop really bad. I don't know if we talked about that, but I had to poop really bad. And then he was there right outside of the outhouse, and he hit me over the head with a bag of onions, and I woke up here.
Screech comes running into the cavern.
Screech, you son of a bitch, where were you?
Oh my god, what happened here? I thought I was right behind you, and then I heard a raccoon, and I went to go investigate, and I got lost. I'm sorry. Oof.
And I'm just like swinging Rourke around. Like,
that was very unprofessional, Screech.
Of course, my company will pay for the damages. Naturally.
Oh, yeah. Look. Start the waterworks.
Yeah. Drop me, and I'll say my neck hurts. Ow. Oh, my neck and my back.
My back. Ouch, I hurt my back.
My back. Ouch, my neck and my back.
Ow, I hurt my pussy.
Of course, my company will pay for all pussy damages.
I resist the urge to pick up Rourke again. And, did he say anything to you when you came to?
I'm gonna stab you in the heart and eat it.
I mean, this is very disturbing that this was going on in this town. I mean, has there been any sign of this?
No.
Kind of dark magic before
no,
today?
None.
I mean, it's very, very disturbing.
Can we take a look around, see if there's any notes?
Yeah.
I want to start with Hamlin. Rourke, you've killed him. good job because he's bad, but we could have asked him questions or whatever. Maybe What's Our Nuts can speak with Dead. Can you speak with Dead?
No. That's never come up in my studies before. I didn't think I would need to be speaking with Dead here.
Maybe Alondra can.
Yeah, can I just do, like, I guess, I don't even know what kind of check.
If you want to, like, look around and stuff, you can investigate.
Okay.
I need to get smarter. Yeah.
Can I intimidate his corpse?
No.
That was a 10. What does that do?
You see a big stone table and a spiky thing.
Damn. He was going to kill her on that.
All right, so it seems like a bunch of people are just sort of standing in this room.
No, I'm searching. I'm searching. Michael, I'm searching
Hamlin.
What
are you going to do with him, though?
I have my pen out.
I'm searching Hamlin's pockets, Michael.
Did you roll investigation?
No, I'm just looking at his pockets. But I'll do that for you. I love you. Fuck!
Yeah, I don't feel like that one rolls that good, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-mm. I got a 19. What did you get?
Fuck.
I got a 3.
Oh, no.
I thought it was pocket stuff.
I got a 14.
I'm going around behind Chuck and checking all the pockets again.
Like, I already got that one. Stop.
So, yeah. So, in his pockets, you know, he has, I think, what did you say? You rolled a 3?
Yeah, I got a 3, Michael. I got big hands.
You find his the needle that he uses to sew up his clothing.
I got this is a clue.
It's sticking into your finger because you rolled bad.
Ow, I'm gonna get evil god tetanus.
Screech, you can see that this room has been set up in a way that has essentially made it into like an altar to Ugnos. It's got the eye and the dagger, just like the insignia, and you do also see in the corner there's a bag, and it has a set of battle claws in it that look basically big bear claws that they would be really cool for a character who isn't on this podcast necessarily, but actually maybe I guess they could be like dangerous animal paws, so like that could be like a screech thing. They could be like,
oh yeah,
squirrel fingers, squirrel claws.
I think I would take these claws under the guise of taking them as evidence.
Mm.
But you'll probably see them again. Okay, so can you explain these to me one more time, Michael?
What are you using right now as your melee weapon?
A couple of short swords.
So I think you could maybe flavor these as your short swords, but let's give them plus one.
Oh, shit.
Are you fucking serious?
Holy shit.
He got a plus one already, and he's a level
Michael,
one.
Michael, we're not supposed to get those for so long. I love you.
Holy shit.
Are they magic?
I'm going to say they're not magic. They're just so well made that.
Oh, gotcha.
Ooh, and the craftsmanship.
You said that they look like bear claws?
Yeah, they look essentially like animal claws.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that they won't do is like all the creatures that are like must use magic weapon to hurt them. So it won't work for that, but for every other way, it is as if it were a plus one weapon.
Wow, a rogue getting a magic item. That's never happened before in a freaking D&D game.
I mean, like, he probably has some pocket change, 15 silver pieces.
I'll keep this to give back to the hunting lodge. Or actually, maybe we should take it, Rourke, due to trauma.
That seems fair. 15 silver sound like enough to get me through 1 week of therapy.
This will start the issue, but Screech here so kindly offered to pay the rest. Yeah. Remember we're talking about her pussy being hurt?
Oh, that's right. Now I remember. Thank you.
And then there's also the other thing you find is a It's essentially a book, and it has the insignia of Ugnos on the outside.
So I assume is this somewhere else? Because Bachman and I are on the man.
Right, yeah, this is just in the room.
Gotcha.
Okay, so say Selene, maybe Selene picks up the book.
You would just pick it up?
Yeah, I'll use my mage hand to pick up the book, see if anything happens.
Okay, nothing happens.
Yeah, I guess I could just keep carrying it in my mage hand.
It doesn't strike you as being immediately dangerous.
It's not giving off bad vibes.
This is a trick. He's tricking you.
It's it's got like some hymns to Ugnos in it. It has some diagrams on like
Ugnos,
you know, how to make
you are more precious than murder.
Michael, would I have studied? I may have already asked you this, and I'm sorry if I did. But would Selene like know about Ugnos? Would I have like studied that at all?
In your general training, like you wouldn't have had like a class on Ugnos,
right?
But you would have definitely learned about.
Like it would have been like in the like gods. These are the old bad guys that we don't
right
that you need to be on the lookout for.
Yep. And this one is particularly not good.
He's a nasty boy.
Yeah, assume you know like. A little bit of everything,
yeah.
Ever,
yeah.
But maybe you weren't paying attention that day because you're a bad girl.
No way! Selene's a very good girl. It's just that was not my specialty, and that was like a long time ago. That was early in my studies.
Michael, I'm putting 17 silver on my character sheet, guys. I will track the money.
Whoa!
Wow!
Did you already have 2 silver?
So that's a great question, Michael, and I think we all need to have this conversation.
Okay.
Bachman apparently has 30,000 gold.
I have $30,000.
That is true.
Yeah, dollars.
It's important to note that, like, all my money is, like, I had to assure Michael it was for flavor purposes only.
Not fair. Real.
This was a conversation that we did have. He does not have a bag. He probably has whatever the beginning amount of gold is with him.
I don't have any money. I feel like I should. For my starter, I should have like 5 gold for a starter.
I like the idea that Screech is actually just handing out like Echo Bucks, like it's just for like in use in Echo properties or something.
These are 100% Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
Oh my god, fucking company script.
Yeah, it's yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Michael, do we start with any money?
You would start with the normal starting money.
I'm just gonna give myself 5 gold and not look it up. Thank you.
Okay.
So now, okay, so we've scooped up everything, but now we're just in this cave with a dead man.
Oh, yeah, and we didn't say that we turned the thing off, so...
Oh, yeah, it's just like...
Yeah,
so it's like, yeah, maybe we, like, kind of come to it and start drilling into the slab.
It does, and so this whole table cracks and falls apart with a big boom, and you feel like a rumbling.
Oh, fuck you.
No! We're in the bad part of the cave.
I pick up Hamlin and say, we gotta go. Grab everything that looks important.
He's just like flopping his dead body.
And yeah, some rocks start falling from the ceiling.
As I leave the hallway, I'm like, it was clearly marked wrong. Screech.
It was dangerous.
See, I could sue you for that.
I already said I'll pay for all the pussy damages. It's fine.
Thank you.
You guys book it out of there.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be a major cave-in, but yeah, it is good that you left that when you did.
We could have got bonked, is what I'm saying.
You could have gotten majorly bonked.
Yeah.
Bonked to hell.
If we had an NPC friend, they would have died.
Right.
Shit. We did. It was Hamlin.
Aww.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm carrying Hamlin. I set him down in the hallway, and I take out, I don't know, I look to see if there's anything I can... I put the, like, helmet on his head and, like, wrap something around it so that he's not bleeding on me too much.
Okay.
Rock, are you okay? Can you walk?
Yeah. I feel totally fine. I think it's all just superficial.
What? You... We're gonna have to talk about this later.
Did I take damage, Michael?
Nah, you're good.
Sweet.
Okay, if you're fine after all this, I'll take your word for it. You're an adult. But, okay. I mean, if I was almost sacrificed to an evil god, I would be freaking out.
Oh, I mean, I'm not fine emotionally. The damage is done.
The deep damage, right?
Yeah, yeah. That long-lasting trauma is just, I'm going to forget this day so hard after tonight. Physically, I feel great.
All right. Well, let's get back to town. Before anything else weird attacks us, Michael, is there like a long way where we don't have to be near the tower?
So the tower would be like just a little bit beyond where you are. Mm-hmm. So heading back to town would be, you know, going the opposite way from the tower. So you'd be heading away from the tower if you went back to town.
Okay.
So you do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, should we take him to Alondra or Alondra Thorne? I don't know. What do we do?
No, we should take him to Clint first.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So you you head back towards town.
Well, Michael, I want to pick up one of those Elwyn boys too.
Okay, you can do that. You do find that in that book there are, you know, rituals on how to create undead minions similar to this. So.
It's fine.
You head back to town, and there you notice it's not a caravan, but there is sort of a large wheeled vehicle with a big team of very burly horses on the side, Can I have you all give me a history roll?
Okay.
I got a 6.
12.
I got a 7.
I got an 8.
All right, you have no idea what sort of vehicle this is.
What the fuck is that?
What the hell is that?
Michael, maybe you didn't hear me. I got a 12.
Yeah. You do note that on the side of it, there is a sign that says, the Farhold Trumpeter. And there seems to be some people inside rustling about.
They're coming into town when we're coming back into town.
They have come into town and and they are, I think, like the stable boy is taking care of their horses. What was the stable boy's name, everyone? At the stable, it's Gertie and Little Petey. So, strange vehicle. It looks weird and modern to you. It's a large-sized sort of thing. There's a little smokestack on the top. Smoke coming out of it. But, you know, also you've got a dead body. So
Are there horses attached to it at all?
Yeah, so the horses are being led away right now by Gertie and Little Petey. Several beefy horses.
Where would the... I think you answered this previously, but I forget... would Clint be at the keep where Rex is as well, or is there like another?
He would be at the keep. Gotcha. Yep.
All right. Well, I still think we need to go to the keep, but this is interesting. And hey, when you guys got here, everyone looked at you and talked about you for a while. Still are, actually.
Oh, really?
I mean, no, I'm kidding.
Oh.
All right. So you head towards the keep.
Mm-hmm.
The keep is where I have a room, correct, Michael?
They are setting up a room for you there.
Have my bags already been brought over?
Sure.
Okay. They didn't open any of the bags, did they?
I can't tell for sure. I mean, I don't know.
I have various animal costumes.
I assume Ratma just, like, threw your shit out the window.
Good riddance.
Into the street and the bags exploded.
What do we have here? That's Captain Clint.
I always knew who Captain Clint is now, because I'm like, who is that? That's him. I drop down both Hamlin first, and I kind of keep, I maybe wrapped up the tiny Elwyn a little bit as well. So bad news, Hamlin was involved with the killing of Elwyn, and he actually captured Rourke.
Oh, no.
And was going to sacrifice her to Ugnos.
No.
Celine hands Captain Clint the book. We found this with him.
My lord, this is just awful. Oh no, I'm going Australian.
I know when you get very stressed out, you know, your Farhold accent comes in. But you're not going to like this either. You might want to be sitting down metaphorically, but you're going to need to stand up to see it. This is disgusting, Clint. I want to let you know. Some foul, foul stuff. And I put down the little guy and I unwrap the undead Elwyn. I know.
He throws up.
Yeah, four of those things attacked us on the road.
You cannot be serious.
Yeah, here's our bite wounds. It hurt.
Oh my. Oh, you should have those looked at.
I agree.
This is bad news. How would a dummy like Hanlon be able to do something like this?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Luckily, Celine is here to be our point person for any magical oddities.
Yes, of course. I mean, I had already asked Chuck this, and he said no, but there, just to clarify, there haven't been any signs of any dark magics or people who are, you know, doing magic that aren't supposed to be. In town?
We did catch wind of a shipment of candles not too long ago that were quite unusual, and but we could never...
Why would you know about that?
Well, they're crimson red, which is usually only used for things like sacrifices and whatnot. They're generally banned throughout the kingdom.
I guess given our religious situation... Candles are probably more deeply looked at. Wow, it's really building out the world.
When magic was banned, Yankee Candle really had some hard times.
Could Ugnos be involved at all with the attacks on the Theonite that went missing, or the deliveries of Theonite that went missing?
I suppose we can't rule it out.
These creatures, what we're saying. We have a god of death or whatever, and we still have our numbers high up. That's impressive, right? Screech?
Say that again.
We're under attack by the god of death, and our numbers are still good, all things considered.
Well, those attacks were fairly recent.
Yeah.
So I don't know that those would factor into the numbers I've seen. Clint, of course, as this happened in a Reverb mining logistics facility, I'd like to keep this as quiet as possible. I'm sure I can count on your discretion.
No.
What about for a dollar?
I'm taken quite good care of. This is this goes above my head.
It's a joke dollar anyway. Look at it; it's got a cartoon mouse on it.
You wouldn't be trying to bribe me, would ya?
No, I would use real money for that. I don't know how property works here. And having taken place in the mine, would that be are we talking in like a private military corporation kind of situation where it would be under our jurisdiction, or does it still fall under the town?
I feel like the way property works in this, it would probably technically be that Rex owns everything and you're like leasing the mine from him and sending the people in to do
okay.
it. So it's probably still like, I don't think merchants necessarily own land.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I understand, Clint. You got to do your job. I got to do mine. If you could just go ahead and sign this form absolving the Reverb Mining Logistics Company of all wrongdoing.
I can assign my name. Other than I can make me mark it. So I'm not sure how legal.
Yeah, Clint, don't sign that.
That'd be great. Here, I.
All right.
That's a Rex. That's a call for Rex.
I haven't been asked to sign anything for quite. All right, here, give me that pen.
he signs.
Excellent.
Leave the body here. We'll send some men to make sure that no one goes down that tunnel, and we'll keep looking into the Ugnos connection. See what's going on. Did you see anything else unusual?
Yeah, unless Rourke, you saw anything else that we missed.
I saw two mice fighting in the corner using tiny cocktail swords, but other than that, no, nothing.
I'm sorry. She had a very traumatic day, and she's going to need a lot of pricey therapy.
Sounds like you may have been hit in the head with some onions.
That's exactly what happened. Is that an onion concussion?
Yes.
Conion?
Should we leave the body on the floor, or do you want us to prop it up in a chair so if like the cleaning crew come in, they don't get scared thinking there's a dead body?
So
is that more scary though for it to be propped up in a chair like a regular person? You kind of expect a dead body to be on the floor.
If it's in a chair, it's way worse.
I imagine it's on a table.
So we're not gonna leave it here. Well, some of my men will bring it over to the temple.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
All right. If there isn't anything else, we'll probably come back around tomorrow and ask for some more questions, potentially. Or maybe I'll forget and this will never come up again. Who's to say?
Clint, you need to not forget. Oh, we also saw a light on in the tower.
What?
Yes.
In the tower? Are you sure?
We definitely did. I can't believe I didn't remember that. But yes, there was a light.
Oh, that can't be good.
Was it there when we left, still?
Yeah, it was. Morna, make sure you check on the light. Make sure that you don't see it. If it's on, we'll have to investigate further. Oh, part of me hopes that it's not on.
Don't go alone, though. There's like undead creatures.
Well, we'll send all our men over there now.
All of them? I mean, that's
damn.
Yeah, it's only five men. It's not a lot.
Have there been any reports of that light being on before?
No. One, you can't go in there. It's haunted and trapped. You'll die.
Okay.
All right. Well, gang, I know it sounds like this is what we do. I think we should go back to the Goblin Pit and have a drink. But in our defense, we've had quite the day. This is the same day, right? That we woke up with Alan, right?
Yeah, it is. It's been one long day.
What time is it?
It's nighttime.
Oh, damn. It's 7 p.m., the middle of the night.
Just in time for Din-Din at the Goblin Pit.
You know that that's classic, like, Spider-Man, like, the Spider-Man No More thing, like, when he, like, decides he's not going to be Spider-Man, and there's a shot of him walking down the alley, and the Spider-Man suit's in the garbage can?
Yep.
That, but with the squirrel costume.
What?
What?
You're tired of not being a real boy.
Whoa.
But not for, like, any emotional reasons, just, like, I got a better idea.
So you get back to town, and you're heading to the Goblin Pit, and you see what appears to be a couple of gnomes, and they're nailing something to a post beside the Goblin Pit, and it appears to be a wanted sign.
Ooh.
With a hastily scrawled drawing of what appears to be a squirrel man, and it says wanted for crimes against humanity.
What? Oh my god!
That seems dramatic.
Wow!
I do the classic thing. I rip it off the post because that's what they do in the movie.
Yeah.
Got to!
Well, what's the meaning of this? Why are you putting up this wanted poster here? I've met this squirrel creature. He's nice and good.
Oh, that is not true! You don't know what horrors he has done in Farhold.
Well,
what's he done? Name 10 things.
Another gnome strolls out. This one is wearing a very fancy suit, and he has spectacles, and he goes,
I can name 100 things he's done.
Okay.
We've got time.
Yeah, everyone waits.
He's this vigilante. He's running about town and hurting people, and that is why we are here, because we have heard rumors of a squirrel man here, and the trumpeter always gets their story. You, sir. Hi, my name is Professor Devin Desicog. Hello.
Devin Desicog, that's fun.
You, sir, he goes over to Screech. He goes, you look like you need some work. Have you ever done any sketching? We need a sketch artist.
Oh my god.
I am quite the accomplished.
Would you like to work for the trumpeter as our sketch man?
Why would you ask him that? He's like a fucking industrialist.
He just looks like a fancy man. He looks like he can draw.
Will you pay me in gold or dollars? That's very important.
My voice, it drifted here. We will pay you in an ongoing subscription to the...
Don't do that. That's a bad deal.
Pay you in experience.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
The written word, this is one of the only traveling printing presses in the entire realm, and each issue is worth one gold piece.
So you can pay him, is what you're saying.
Yes, with this periodical that we produce here.
Can I just exchange it for the cash value?
Yeah, can he return it at the 7-Eleven?
Well, there's a... What you can do is you could buy 10, and then if you get 10 of your friends to buy 10...
Are you trying to recruit Screech into an MLM?
Yeah. I think
yes, but only as the sketch artist.
Screech, don't do this.
I'm actually extremely confused with the mechanics of this deal. Like, I draw pictures.
I want you to work for me.
What do you want me to draw pictures of? You haven't even said that yet.
The squirrel man, naturally.
What makes you think that I know what he looks like?
Look at your wrists. These are the wrists of an artist.
Okay. Yeah, but like, what? I don't understand why you think I would know what the squirrel man looks like. I've never run into him. I've heard tell.
I don't know why you're not. I don't know why you're blocking me on this one. Why can't you just yes and me? I need a sketch artist to work for my newspaper.
I have introduced myself to everyone saying, I'm very rich and I can draw good. So I understand how this has come up.
Look, young man, don't you hate vigilantes as much as I do? Don't you want to see? Don't you want to see them crashing down? Don't you want to take them out?
Maybe sometimes they're doing what the guards can't or won't.
Even like just tonight, we apprehended a murderer because I was trying to find my daughter. I point to Rourke. She got hit by onions.
Mm-hmm. She was almost impaled in the mines.
So there was a murder. Who's to say it wasn't the squirrel man who did it?
Because the squirrel man came to me and to help me solve it. He helped me.
Oh, he could probably draw him for you.
Yeah, he hasn't seen him. I've seen him.
I know what
he
I saw.
He beckons over to Screech.
Boy, draw me a picture of the squirrel man and how he's killing.
I'm done with this. I don't, whatever this is, weirdo, I'm done with you. This has been a bad day. Get out of here.
I don't know. I kind of like shifting from me being a Peter Parker, like Peter Parker analogy to you being a Jimmy Olsen type character. Yeah, I mean, I'll draw you what I think he looks like if that's what you want.
All right, have it on my desk by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Where is your desk going to be?
It's inside the carriage.
Yeah, right.
What is that thing, by the way? What is that thing?
It's a traveling printing press.
Oh my god, why are you here? How did you, he's been here for, or it has been here for, I would say it. I've only been here for like a day. How did you hear about this guy?
We have a network of spies.
So illegal magic. This is an adept here.
No, we would never do that.
Illegal magic. How would you get all the way back to Farhold?
We heard about a convoy. We heard about a convoy and how a squirrel man came and traveled back to us, and we immediately set off from Farhold.
Well, I was on that convoy and I didn't see a squirrel man.
Selena's just like staring at Screech right now, and like her face looks like she wants to die.
Selena, you are familiar with the Farhold Trumpeter. It is it's a right leaning newspaper, but you know everything you know about it is that it is on the side of the Empire.
It's good, I think.
Therefore,
I'm hastily drawing.
So Selena, knowing that. Devin Desicog.
Devin Desicog.
Apologies. Professor Desicog, I'm sure,
Professors do that in the, like, when they're not in the college space?
I don't know.
Please,
not my professor.
This guy sucks. I hate him.
I mean, do you have reason to believe that this squirrel man is doing bad? Because in my experience, he was trying to help us in a difficult situation, and I'm sure he wouldn't want to...
Let me ask you this. Before he was around, were there dead bodies all over the place?
Well, I mean, I've not been here very long.
And then afterwards, were there dead bodies all over the place?
Well, in a couple places.
Yeah.
Not all over the place.
Yes, but we explicitly caught the guy who did it.
You use that logic, then you can say that about myself. They haven't showed up until I was here, and that's just silly.
Are you casting aspersions at an adept? Wow.
Of course, I never would do that.
You must like the taste of dungeon dirt.
I hand him a drawing that that looks like Ratma Ritmo in a squirrel costume.
Oh, this is very good.
Screech, how good are you at drawing? Let's be honest.
I don't think very good, but...
I carry these crayons around because this is the only ones I had when my parents were dead.
It's the shot they always use of Martha Wayne's pearls falling, but it's just like crayons.
Yes, yes.
Bernie, get this on the press. We got a morning issue to get out.
How many issues is that worth? I don't know how this works.
You'll get your issue tomorrow.
Okay.
Boss, we need you to help us get the thing going.
All right, hold on. I have to go. I have to put on my suit.
Great.
It's an amazing gnomish invention. It has 10 arms.
Oh my god.
What are you doing?
I told you not to do this. I told you not to do this. It doesn't make any sense. You shouldn't have done Dr. Octopus.
It has 10 arms.
Oh my god.
I don't understand why we're going so hard into Spider-Man.
But which is why...
See, that's what I'm saying. You're going so hard into Spider-Man.
That's why.
I like it.
Get it? Latin for 10 is...
Yeah.
Decacog. I get it.
Yep. That's my name.
That's actually, that is clever, though. Oh, you got me there.
I like it.
You got me there. That is clever. You deserve props for that.
Thank you. All right, Professor. Not Dr. Squid, Professor. All right, I'll see you tomorrow at all. And I guess that's a great time to end.
I do kind of think you completely changed my mind with Dr. Decacog.
Yeah. Just like, never mind.
I still think it's insane that you're doing it, but you know what? I love it.
I think it's delightful, personally.
It's delightful.
Michael, if I'm being honest, the second that I heard the word newspaper, I was like, I need to draw pictures of the squirrel man.
He was talking about this in his patreon.com/thriftycrafts stream.
That's true.
And the audience were being little fuckers and telling him it was a good idea.
For some reason.
They were fueling me.
Yeah, they were fueling you. They were really gassing you up.
I'm very into this.
I mean, yeah, my throat hurts from laughing, but we do a serious show, Michael.
It's serious.
I'm sorry. Nika, you had your hand up at some point, didn't you?
It was another stupid joke. You said it pays an experience, and I was going to say, does that mean Bachman's character will level faster?
That's a good joke. We had a couple of level jokes.
Oh, we all go to sleep.
We all go to sleep. Michael, we all go to sleep.
You all go to sleep. And then, so next episode, Yay. You can tell me all about what it's like being level 2.
Yay. Except for you, Rourke. You missed an episode. Just kidding.
She had a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Yay, level 2. Now we get some HP and all that shit. And I don't know if I get anything cool, but I'm excited. So thank you so much for listening. Be sure to leave a 5-star rating or review wherever it is. Be sure to casually bring it up wherever you are. Don't bring it up constantly because it could get annoying, but it'd be great if we had more people to listen to the show. Mm-hmm. And whenever the community grows, it seems like there's a lot of good, fun stuff that falls out of the tree for that. One such thing is the ability to win... Dice at the Twitch stream. Do you guys want to give away some dice?
Let's do it. It's my favorite
that's
thing.
A great
I
want
to share the joy of dice.
Every single week we give away a diehard dice code to one lucky viewer on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. We used to do it on Patreon, then we found out that's against the terms of services.
It's illegal.
And since we wanted to be able to pay our rent and fix our roofs, we started doing it on Twitch. But thank you so much, everyone, who does go to patreon.com/dndpodcast. That helps us pay for our rent and our roofs. We had another little leak today because we need tuck pointing.
Oh, it's raining today for me, and we do have a bucket in our dining room. Please, please, patreon.com.
Yeah. Buy a home, they say. You'll save money, they say. They're wrong.
Oh, my God. Our electric is $430 the past 2 months.
That's a lot.
That's insane.
I know, right?
Do you have electric heating?
Yeah, because our doors swelled up in the summer from water damage.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't shut them. So we had to like shave them down a little bit. And now
they're
like, haha, bitch, here's some cold air for you.
Yeah, sorry, Nika.
That sucks. Oh, no, I was just going to say we now have a linked tree on all of the social medias that's been updated.
Ooh.
So you can go and you can find all of the links. Super easy. You want to find YouTube, Twitch, Patreon. Drinks and Daggers, Instagram, all of that good stuff. You can click on that and it'll take you to all the things. So we're making it even easier for you.
Whoa, what's that link again?
It's linktree.com/GAPcast.
Hell yeah.
Gapcast.
Gapcast, the creative adventure podcast cast.
Put it in your ears.
Put it in your hole. Yeah, so Twitch, you have a few more moments to do hashtag five in order to win the dice. Congratulations to TCE1988. You have won the Die Hard Dice dice code. You get a delicious pack of Die Hard Dice. It's $50 off your entire order. But of course, all of you out there who did not win, you are able to go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code
Dragons! Exclamation point.
And get 15% off your entire order. And we get a little kissy of that money on the back end, a little taste, which means, I mean, that's good. Yeah, yeah, it's good. You like it.
We love a kissy in the back end.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much. We love you, and we will see you next week. Until then, you can find us on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, and we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm a Thrifty Nerd.
I am at Tim Lanning, and every single Thursday I stream a D&D game at 2 p.m., so if you can't make our normal Tuesday at 8:44 p.m., time, come on over to twitch.tv/geeklyinc. Watch some wild zany cast fight the goddess of winter's harshness. That's twitch.tv/geeklyinc every Thursday at 2 p.m. And also check out my Naruto podcast, Naruto Revuto, or my Monster of the Week show every Monday at 8:30 or 8:45 p.m. I think, on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. That's Vanguard of the Veil. It's also on your podcast thing.
This guy's so busy.
You guys don't plug your stuff.
I'm gonna do it now. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Shake, and you should listen to our other podcast, Dear Internet. And you can follow that on Twitter at Ask Dear Internet.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward, and you can find me existing on the internet pretty much everywhere, but on a spicy website called Only Air Conditioners. I'm over there. You want to talk to me? We could talk over there. I like to talk a lot about the weather. And some people say, wow, I'm talking to Nika about the weather. And I say, yes, I love to talk about the weather. It's so instrumental
in what
you do.
Hot HVAC tips.
Have you seen this shit?
Yeah. Fucking 6 inches of snow out today, and it was 65 degrees yesterday. Come on.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
And I'm French Stewart. You can find me in Disney's Aladdin. I'm at the Mike Bachman. You can find me on Twitter at the place that I just said. You can also find me at Review Hole, Review Hole on YouTube. You can find me doing weekly streams on the Game Crimes Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/gamecrimes. We do those Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, which usually works out to be like I kiss after this show goes off the air.
And we should definitely say that we now have the official Campaign 2 character artwork done. And thank you so much to our good friend Justin. You can follow Justin at, oh my God, I just had it up, at Oh No Justin O on Twitter. Yes. And, well, he has his links tree there. So you can check
out Justin,
their stuff.
Seriously, I feel like following Justin on Twitter really improved my day because you'll just see some just really like
you might see Ganon. Never mind.
Yeah, you'll see some spicy good shit.
Yeah.
Also, their Instagram is very good, and they do have a Patreon as well.
Yep.
Yes.
Give Justin money. Justin used to he played a very murderous goblin on a campaign we used to do. And he's very, very great.
Yay! Alrighty. Well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.